thank you very much for tuning into our program, Out and About with Leah and Tim. This is the hour every Tuesday morning from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m., during which we draw your attention to not-for-profit community events that are being held in the next, or we'll say 2 weeks or so, on the Mornington Peninsula or very nearby. Leah Jewell looks after the technical production of the program. She tries to keep me in order, and she intersperses my chat with pieces of music she's chosen. My name is Tim Acton. I'm a very retired airline manager living in Mount Eliza, and I try very hard to pass on the event information in an interesting, helpful, and entertaining way. Now, today's program will be all about events and activities in our area between now and New Year's Day, and with a heavy accent on Christmas celebrations. So please settle back, get comfortable, have some refreshments ready, have pen and paper handy to take down event details, and away we'll go. But before we start on the events, may Leah and I wish you, your family members, and any friends who are celebrating birthdays or significant events and anniversaries today, the 19th of December, a very enjoyable and memorable day. I guess so close to Christmas, sometimes the glow of your birthdays and celebrations might be overcome by Christmas. But no, I think your day is very important. So happy birthday, happy anniversary, the 19th of December. And it's over to you, Leah, for the first piece of music. Thank you.
Our first piece of music is from Cyra Waves, and the album is Different Creatures. And this is their Different Creatures song. This is a UK indie rock band. They have been playing at the last few Splendour in the Grass up at Byron Bay and have become quite popular. So this is Different Creatures by Cyra Waves.
Our events notice today were those taking place before Christmas Day. First of all, the biggest in our area, the sand sculpting exhibition on Frankston foreshore. This has already started, actually, with an eight-day event from the 16th to the 24th of December called Santa's Sandland. Now, a ticket to this includes a preview of the sand sculpting carvings, a visit by Santa, lots of entertainment and activities, with sessions starting from 9:30 in the morning and going till 1 in the afternoon. So those Santa's Sandland, obviously predominantly for children, is on the Frankston foreshore near the pier. And for details, phone number 5986-6684. That's 5986-6684 for Santa's Sandland. But this, of course, is a forerunner to the sand sculpting exhibition itself. It starts on Boxing Day, the 26th, and is open daily until Wednesday, the 25th of April. So it's on for quite a while. Now, if you haven't ever been to this event, it's absolutely amazing. 3,500 tons of sand are molded by 21 of the world's finest sand sculpturing artists and experts into extremely detailed, clever, huge, I mean huge, and varied scenes and figures. This year's exhibition is based on the magical stories of Aladdin, Sinbad the Sailor, Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, and 1001 Arabic Nights. Wow. Now, these sculptors have to be seen to be believed. And alongside them are a range of children's activities involving sand arts and interactive family games. So pre-Christmas, you've got Santa's Sandland, and after Christmas, Aladdin and the Arabic Tales, sand sculpturing. Now, ticketing details are important. So again, I suggest you call 5986-6684 or go on the website Frankston Sand Sculpting. That's Frankston Sand Sculpting. And you'll get all the details of this huge event. It really ranks quite highly internationally. The next event, or maybe I should say activity pre-Christmas, involves the newly constructed chairlift at Arthur's Seat. And the project itself, the event, is called Silly Santa Weekend. To celebrate Christmas, Arthur's Seat Eagle, that's what the chairlift is known as, is offering all Santas a free ride on Saturday the 23rd and Sunday the 24th of December. Children and adults with useful outlooks on life who turn up dressed in a full Santa suit will get a free chairlift ticket. In addition, there'll be carol singers and Christmas food treats at the cafe at the top of Arthur's Seat. The real Santa will be there from noon each day, so kids can give their gifts wish list to him and have a souvenir photograph taken with Santa at a price I have to mention. And all of this is happening at Arthur's Seat Eagle, the Arthur's Seat ride that goes way down to the seashore. It's based at 1085 Arthur's Seat Road in Drumana, and you can get more information about that event on 5987-0600. That's 5987-0600. Look, I absolutely love Christmas carols. In fact, I love trying to sing them despite my totally unmusical voice. And I really enjoy listening to carols being sung by a good choir. There are several opportunities to still listen to carols on the peninsula before Christmas. And I'll list some of these now in date order. Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 21st of December, outside Farrell's Bookshop, which is on the corner of Main Street and Barclay Streets in Mornington, from 6 o'clock in the evening for 1 hour, there'll be a lovely choir singing carols. Oh, and incidentally, they asked me to welcome, they will welcome any more singers to increase the size of their choir. If you feel like singing carols as part of a group outside Farrell's on the Thursday the 21st, please call David Price, 0418 752093. David would be delighted to have you join him. Saturday the 23rd of December, the annual Mount Martha Carols by Candlelight. It's being held from 8 o'clock in the evening at dusk on the lawn outside Mount Martha Community House. And you'll find that community building near the corner of Dominion Road and the Esplanade at Mount Martha. So that's on the 23rd of December. On the same evening, Mornington is holding Christmas Carols in the Park. That's at Mornington Park, which is on Flinders Drive, and that's the area as you go down towards the north of Wharf from the end of Main Street. Christmas Carols in the Park is starting at 5:30 in the evening. Oh, this will be good for the kids. The kids' favourite, Jimmy Giggle, will be there to entertain between carols. And it's suggested you bring a picnic to have a picnic party there, a blanket to sit on, and have a really, really good time on the Saturday the 23rd of December. That's Mornington, starting at 5:30 in the evening. On Christmas Eve, that's Sunday the 24th, Carols by Candlelight in the Drumana Community Hall, which is in Memorial Park, Drumana. Now, that's being held from 6 in the evening until 8 o'clock. And there you can join in singing carols with the Rotary Club of Drumana, Mornington Youth and Citizens Brass Band, and the U3A Southern Peninsula Choir. Those I have heard before. The U3A choir is really rather good. So there you are, lovely carol singing in Mornington, Mount Martha, and Drumana, still to come before Christmas. Hope you can get along to one of those. I will be definitely going. I think I'm going to the one in Mornington. That's all for now then. Back to you, Leah. Thank you.
The next song is Jeremy Butterworth. Jeremy Butterworth is a principal songwriter and guitarist, vocalist of the highly acclaimed Red Eye Records indie band. He is a seasoned indie rocker who brings a unique mix of emotional energy, musical skill, and playfulness to the stage. He has been winning hearts and minds with the promotion of his new album, including live shows in Sydney, Wollongong, Canberra, and his local Shoalhaven area, where he played support for the Eurogliders at the Shoalhaven River Festival. Jeremy's latest creative work is his exhilarating new album, Together We Arrive. And this is track 3, and it's the 12th of Never.
And that was Jeremy Butterworth, I think, singing 12th of Never. And so we move on to Christmas Day, the day on which billions of people around the world celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, the first recorded celebration of Christmas was actually in Rome in the year 336 AD, which my rather bad mathematics tells me, I think, was 1,771 years ago. And now, of course, it's a major festival and public holiday in very many countries. Of course, for Christians, it has a particularly religious significance, and attending a church that day has added importance. Now, here on the peninsula and nearby, there are many churches of varying creeds holding services on Christmas Day. And look, I'll just pick out a few at random with no special bias towards any particular way of churching. First of all, Sorrento. There's St. Mary's by the Sea Catholic Church. Christmas Day Mass, 8:30 in the morning and 10 in the morning. At Rosebud, you could attend All Saints Anglican Church, which I think is on the 6th Avenue and Point Nepean Road. Special service to see in Christmas, 11:30 on Christmas Eve. So that'd be rather moving. I like Christmas Eve services. Mount Martha, the new Peninsula Baptist Church in Craigie Road, has a very big event, a service on Christmas Day at 9:30 in the morning. In Somerville, you could go to St. Andrew's Anglican Church in Aramosa Road. Never say that word, Aramosa. Aramosa Road. Carols and celebration service on Christmas Day at 9:30 in the morning. Hastings. Well, I've got two choices here. The Uniting Church in High Street has on Christmas Day a family service at 9 in the morning. And Holy Trinity Hastings, which is in Robertson Street, has a Christmas Eve service at 11 o'clock, going right through to seeing Christmas, and 9 o'clock in the morning on Christmas Day. In Mornington, you could go to St. McCartan's Catholic Church, has on the 25th, Christmas Day, has Masses at 9 in the morning and 10:30. In Mount Eliza, where I live, St. James the Less Church in Kutong Parade has a Christmas Day service specially designed for families, 9 o'clock in the morning. And in Frankston, High Street Uniting Church is the one I've jotted down there, 11:30 p.m. on Christmas Eve and 9 a.m. on Christmas Day in Frankston. Look, those are just a few of the services being held on the peninsula on Christmas Day. Wherever you live, I guess, if you're going to go to church, you'll pick the one that's you're used to going to or convenient. So best to check with them to see the exact local times. But that was the ones that I was able to find. Look, I absolutely hate the idea of someone being on their own on Christmas Day. I'm a bit of a sook and that really gets to me. So I'm going to repeat something I've been saying for the last two Tuesdays. Are you going to be on your own on Christmas Day and you're feeling like some company, some fine food and great atmosphere? Well, the suggestion is that you attend the Mornington Community Christmas Lunch, which is being held from noon on Christmas Day until 2 p.m. in the Senior Citizens Hall on Flinders Drive, Mornington. That's in Flinders Park, which is on Flinders Drive, Mornington. A traditional Christmas meal and accompanying wine and other drinks. The place will be decorated in a very nice Christmas way, and of course there'll be music and a very warm atmosphere of conviviality and sharing. And the great news, it's all completely free. It's sponsored by Mornington Peninsula Shire with help from the Mount Martha Community Bank. Great bank for helping communities. This is a lovely way to celebrate Christmas, particularly if you're going to be on your own. But you must book. In fact, I hope it's not too late to book. You must book at the Mornington Community Information Centre. That's on Elizabeth Street, just off Main Street, off 320 Main Street. The number is 5975-1644. I'll repeat that, 5975-1644. You must ring as soon as possible. In fact, as soon as this program's over, get on the phone if you want to go to that lunch. And finally, in this bracket of events, a complete change of event subject. And this one's for just after Christmas Day for anyone, children, adults of any ages who are keen ice skaters. Or I guess you could say who don't mind falling flat on their faces on hard ice in front of lots of spectators, which I do. It's totally mortifying. There's an event, or it's not, I don't know if it's an event, it's an activity called Frozen Wonderland Real Ice Skating. Frozen Wonderland Real Ice Skating. It's in the Rosebud Central Shopping Centre, which is on 9th Avenue Rosebud, on the ice rink there. It's from Wednesday the 27th of December until Sunday the 28th of January, so it goes right through the school holidays. There are 3 1.5-hour sessions in the daytime every day, and one evening session, which that's from 7 in the evening till 8:30 on Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays. So if you're a keen skater or want to have a go at it, that sounds really very attractive. Now, bookings must be made because only a certain number of people can be on the ice at any one time, and you've got to get tickets in advance. So write this down if you want to go ice skating. Frozen Wonderland Ice Skating in Rosebud. Phone number 0437 929 373. That's 0437 929 373 for ice skating immediately after Christmas. There you are. That's my little group there. And again, it's time to go back to my friend Leah. Thank you, Leah.
Thank you, Tim. Our third song today is another one from Jerry Butterworth. And this beautifully carved collection of solo acoustic versions of both his own material and his favourite Bhagavad Gita's tracks showcases a compelling set of songs, proudly displaying their indie alternative roots and highlighted by endearing honesty in emotionally charged performance. This is the last track on the album Together We Arrive, and it's called On a Seesaw.
There you go, lovely music. And you're listening to Out and About with Leah and Tim, the program in which we draw your attention to community events on the Mornington Peninsula in the next couple of weeks or so that could be of interest to you. However, out and about, just the words out and about, can also mean trips away from home. So at this time, each week, I give a short, probably it'll last about 6 minutes, talk about somewhere overseas, throughout Australia, or perhaps just in Victoria nearby, that you might enjoy visiting on holiday. But this morning, I'm going to be totally self-indulgent, and I'm going to tell you about three of the Christmas days that I've spent in various parts of the world. Now, having been born and brought up in the UK, carried out my military service in the Royal Marines in the Mediterranean area, migrated to Australia at the age of 21, and worked for 50 years in the airline industry, I've spent the 25th of December in a wide variety of places. So loosely connected with travel, let me start describing my Christmases, three of them, starting with the Christmases of my childhood, living in a part of North London called Highgate. Highgate is a suburb, I guess you'd say, of North London, very close to Hampstead Heath. Highgate sits on top of a hill only 25 kilometres from the centre of London, easily reached by the Northern Line underground train or bus. It's an old suburb. In fact, the school I attended in Highgate is now 450 years old, and Highgate is known for the number of old traditional style pubs there. Would you believe there is supposed to have been, I don't know if it's still the case now, but there was one pub for every seven houses at one stage. And one pub is called the Spaniard's Inn in Highgate, and it's said to be haunted by the ghost of Dick Turpin, a notorious highwayman. Highgate's main claim to fame, though, is that Karl Marx, one of the founders of communism in Russia, is buried in Highgate Cemetery. Hampstead Heath, nearby to Highgate, is over 800 acres of woodland, ponds, lovely walks, great bird life, and very fine views over London. Christmas days spent in Highgate as a child with my family were wonderful and fairly traditionally British. The day would start rather early, like 4 in the morning, with my sister, brother and I excitedly opening the little parcels in the Christmas stockings at the end of our beds, probably having missed Father Christmas and coming in the night to fill them. Then it was breakfast and off to church at St. Michael's in Highgate Village with its excellent choir and singing of carols. Christmas lunch, cooked by my mother, was always, except I've got to say during the years of World War II, the traditional roast turkey with all the trimmings, followed by plum pudding, But our plum pudding was complete with buried threepenny bits. That's threepenny pieces. They're no longer in existence. And they were buried in the plum pudding. And if you found one, the kids were ecstatic. And of course, we had mince pies. We used to sit around the family with grandmother and often foreign students who were at the loose end. At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was essential we all sat down quietly to listen to the Christmas message from the royal family. In my early childhood, this was given by King George VI, then from early 1950s onwards by our present Queen. After the speech, it was time for a long walk on Hampstead Heath to help digest lunch and to get some exercise with our two Cocker Spaniels. It was always very chilly, but rarely a white Christmas, very rare indeed. It usually snows in the UK in January or early February. Christmas evenings were spent playing with new toys, severely testing the patience of the adults, and eating more and more food. Very, very lovely memories of childhood Christmases. But by contrast, my Christmas of 1958, when I was, 19, was far different. By then I was serving 2 years national service in the Royal Marines and was on board HMS Cumberland, a very large Royal Navy cruiser. On the 25th of December 1958, our magnificent ship, which had participated in the Battle of the River Plate in World War II and other wartime engagements, was in dry dock in Portsmouth Harbour on the south coast of England, waiting to be broken up into scrap metal. That's an extremely time when ships go into dry dock because they lose their souls when they're going to be broken up and just become lumps of metal. So it was a very emotional time. The powers to be that govern the British Navy insist that when a ship is in dry dock, although it can't move, it's not even on water, it must have a skeleton crew on board at all times in case of attack. So on Christmas Day in Portsmouth, 10 Royal Marines, including me, and 100 or so sailors had to remain on the ship while all the other 900 crew went home to their families for Christmas. It was not fun on board. Christmas lunch was served in mess cans, metal mess cans, which rendered the chicken, veggies and pudding somewhat tasteless. We had no presents, no carols, no Christmas decorations, nothing. The only good thing was that the ship's captain allowed us double rations of Navy rum that day. And the rum was very strong indeed. So after lunch, I fell asleep and don't remember anything of the rest of Christmas Day. The calendar moves forward to the years 1961 to 64, by which time I had emigrated to Australia, joined TAA, Trans-Australia Airlines, and was based for 3 years in a lovely little place called Lae, L-A-E, Lae in Papua New Guinea, north of Australia. In those days, Lae was a very pretty tropical town, the second largest in PNG, over the Kokoda mountain range from Port Moresby in Morobe province. It was the gateway to the highlands of New Guinea. The countryside was made up of rainforests, pine trees, fertile valleys, and farming land. In those days, the native tribes were friendly, not now, I don't think, not quite anyway, and Lae was a great place to be based. TAA operated many of the flights within New Guinea and, of course, to Australia. Now, if you go to Lae, it has very beautiful botanic gardens and also an extremely moving and well-kept war cemetery where the bodies of thousands of Allied soldiers and airmen who were killed there fighting the Japanese in World War II are buried. Christmas in Lae was different because all the TAA staff and their families there were away from hometowns in Australia, which could have been a bit sad. But it wasn't because we celebrated Christmas as a big group and no one was left out. Although it was very hot in the tropics, we had a traditional meal, lots of fresh fruit, which is grown up there, plenty to drink. I've got to tell you, there was plenty to drink. We wore funny hats, exchanged gifts, and then dozed off under the palm trees. Absolutely wonderful. There you are, three Christmases, all very different, but bringing back very nostalgic memories for me. And now some details of three events taking place on the peninsula between Christmas and New Year. First of all, attention all swimmers, particularly those who are very fit or don't intend eating too much on Christmas Day. The Flinders Hotel Point Leo Swim Classic is being held on Boxing Day at Point Leo Beach, or off Point Leo Beach to be strictly speak. And it's for serious longish distance swimmers, because this is part of the Global Swim Series. It's an ocean swim over a distance of 1,200 metres and will have participants from many countries. This race will have categories of competitors ranging from junior cadets, that's from 12 to 16, to legends, I love that word, 60 to 69, and even heroes who are 70 upwards. There are 8 categories of swimmers, males and females, and all place getters receive medallions. However, there are also other events that are that day at Point Leo. A 2.5 kilometre swim challenge with a 1.5 hour cut-off time, if completed. For children, the 400 metre nipper swim is for those between the age of 8 and 14. And for novices, that's age between 14 and 70 plus, so it even includes me, there's also a 400 metre race. I'm not sure I could go 40, let alone 400 metres. Now, if you don't want to get wet, but are a good long distance runner on sand, there is the Honeysuckle 4 kilometre beach run from Point Leo Surf Club to Crunchy Point, round Honeysuckle Point and back to Point Leo. So all of that's on Boxing Day. For race information, you've got to get on, or online registration has now closed, but on the day you can turn up from 8:30 in the morning onwards outside the Point Leo Surf Clubhouse to take part in the events. Events start at 10 in the morning with the beach run, then on to the swim races, culminating in the Point Leo Classic, which will start at 1 p.m. Further information, 5989-8611. That's 5989-8611. Or you could go on the website Point Leo SLC. That's Point Leo SLC, all one word, .com. Now, much less physically exhausting, but lots of fun on New Year's Eve, the 31st of December, how about going to the Bonio Maze? That's at 695 Limestone Road, Bonio. And there you could join in the New Year's Eve in the Light Garden party. Look, if you haven't been to Bonio Maze, it's 27 acres of wetlands that have been transformed into beautiful gardens, boardwalks through nature reserves, a bird sanctuary, a craftily designed hedge maze, which you may never get out of, mini golf course, oh, an adventure zone for intrepid kids to test their skills, giant-sized board games, and a fine cafe. So on New Year's Eve, from 6 in the evening until 10 p.m., to give the kids a chance to get home before New Year, the whole area will be illuminated. All the features of the maze will be operating, live music, entertainers, barbecue, and picnic facilities. What a brilliant way to enjoy Christmas Eve as a family. To get tickets, call, ready, 5988-6385. That's 5988-6385. And one more suggestion for New Year's Eve. It involves the Dramana Drive-In on the Nepean Highway near Collins Road in Dramana. If I didn't know that you weren't going to be here, Leia, I'd have recommended this one for you. Why? Well, let me tell you about the program that evening. Starting at 6 p.m. with Rob Papp, that's P-A-P-P, Rob Papp of Bluehead fame, with his new band lineup playing blues and rock. Then Rob Papp will be followed by another Peninsula favourite, Diddy Rays and the 59 Rockers, which is guaranteed to get you bopping and jumping. And quite apart from the music, there'll be 8 movies showing on 2 screens of the drive-in. Doesn't mean you have to look at all 8 at the same time. I think you choose which one you want to watch, or more than one because you've got the evening to go through. 8 movies on 2 screens and a huge firework display. This all sounds like an extremely lively and enjoyable way to bring in 2018. Now, you really need to book for this because I guess with drive-ins, there's only a certain number of cars can get in, can't they? So ring 5987 2492. That's 8597-2492, which will be the Dramana Drive-In. Or you can look on details on the website Dramana Drive-In, all one word, dramanadrivein.com.au. So there you are. If you're completely at a loose end on New Year's Eve, that's a pretty lively thing to go along to as well. So that's me done for a moment, and we'll hand you back again to Leah for another piece of her excellent music. Thanks, Leah.
Thank you, Tim. Lots of things happening. So our third piece of music, or fourth, is it? Yes, it's our fourth piece of music this morning, is once again Cyril Waves. And look, I really like this album of Cyril Waves. I've sort of been playing it for the last 2 days in my car. That's the best place for me to listen to music while travelling from here to Lilydale and everywhere. And this is from the album Different Creatures, and this is called Old Friends.
Old Friends, what an appropriate piece of music to finish our radio program for this year on. Old friends, so important, aren't they? And that's all a lot to do with Christmas and the period between now and New Year. It's very important. Look, for a change of normal procedures, but for a bit of fun today and to get you in the mood for a merry type Christmas, I thought I'd read out to you something amusing that I came across, which hopefully would tickle your sense of humour as well. And it's called The 12 Days of Christmas, or The Everlasting Turkey. And it reads, on the first day of Christmas, my true love said to me, I've bought a big fresh turkey and a proper Christmas tree. On the second day of Christmas, much laughter could be heard as we tucked into our turkey, a most delicious bird. On the third day of Christmas came the people from next door. The turkey tasted just as good as it had done before. On the fourth day of Christmas came relations, young and old. We finished up the Christmas pud and had the turkey cold. On the fifth day of Christmas, outside the snowflakes scurried, but we were nice and warm inside. We had the turkey curried. On the sixth day of Christmas, the Christmas spirit died as the children fought and bickered. We had turkey rissoles fried. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love, he did wince when he sat down at the table and was offered turkey mince. On the eighth day of Christmas, the dog had run for shelter. He'd seen our turkey pancakes and the glass of Alka-Seltzer. On the ninth day of Christmas, by lunchtime, Dad was blotto. He knew that bird was back again, this time as a risotto. On the 10th day of Christmas, we were drinking homemade brew. And if that wasn't bad enough, we were eating turkey stew. On the 11th day of Christmas, the Christmas tree was molting. With chili, soy and oyster sauce, the turkey was revolting. But on the 12th day of Christmas, we had smiles upon our lips. The guests had gone, the turkey too. We dined on fish and chips. That's rather sweet, isn't it?
I love that one.
The 12 Days of Christmas, or The Everlasting Turkey. No idea who wrote it, but they had a good sense of humour. Only 2 or 3 minutes to go on our little programme today, so we're almost out of time. I was going to ask Leah about her New Year's resolutions, but we'll save that for our first programme back, which is right at the beginning of the new year, and I'll have to think up a couple too. We're almost out of time. This is our last programme until Tuesday, the 2nd of January, in, of course, 2018. So we're not actually doing one on Boxing Day. Our programme Out and About with Leah and Tim started on the 1st of August, so we're fairly new. And Leah and I are most grateful to you, our listeners, for the support and encouragement you've given us with our new project. Now, whatever you do, we've got to keep it going, so please don't forget to let us know in advance about community events in which you or your friends are involved on the peninsula or nearby, so that we can help to publicise them to get good crowds to turn up. And secondly, if you are enjoying our program, please tune in again in the new year, as soon as it starts, and also tell your friends. Equally, if you think something about it, you don't really like, or you've got ideas on about how we could change it or improve it, then please let us know so that we can take your comments into account in the new year. The best way to get in touch with us is to email admin, A-D-M-I-N, at 3rpp.com.au and mark on the email attention Leia, L-A-Y-A, and Tim. Or phone the radio station 5975-2650. We'd love to hear from you. And look, Leia and I would love to wish each of you and your family a very, very happy and fulfilling festive season, however you celebrate it. And may 2018 be a most healthy, interesting and rewarding year for you, your families and your friends. So all the very best to you from Leia. Say anything, Leia.
Happy Christmas. I'm falling asleep over here, aren't I?
And we look like talking to you in the new year. Our program starts again on the 2nd of January. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.